USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
With the bipartisan infrastructure bill passed into law, Democrats are focusing on passing President Biden's Build Back Better agenda, which they believe would build a bigger middle class and provide Americans with better benefits such as health care and lower drug prices. The president says through the bill, more Americans will get health insurance to pay for drugs such as insulin.
For people who don't have health insurance, we're helping you get insurance. That way, people with diabetes can get protected with that $35 copay cap.
Republicans worry that if President Biden's agenda gets signed into law, inflation will increase based on all of the government spending Democrats have been doing. Former Senate Majority Leader Bob Dole will lie in state in the U.S. Capitol Rotunda on Thursday. Dole died Sunday at the age of 98. USA Radio News.
This is sponsored by Bank of America. According to the American Cleaning Institute, 76% of Americans participate in spring cleaning every year. Bank of America Preferred Rewards Executive John Sellers outlines tips and tools that can help you clean up your finances to maximize financial rewards.
Spring cleaning is all about hitting the refresh button, and that includes refreshing your spending and finances to maximize rewards. Try to stick with your favorite brands to accumulate maximum benefits through their rewards programs. Additionally, consider consolidating your savings and investment accounts down to one financial institution. This will simplify your banking, and the balance of your consolidated accounts may also qualify you for a program like Bank of America Preferred Rewards. Our Preferred Rewards members enjoy great benefits, including credit card rewards bonuses of up to 75%, home and auto loan discounts, no fees on select banking services, and more. And as a member's qualifying balances grow with Bank of America, so does their preferred rewards benefits.
For more, visit bankofamerica.com/preferred rewards.
The Biden administration is reinstating the Trump-era Remain in Mexico policy Monday. The program makes asylum seekers wait in Mexico for their U.S. immigration court hearing. Arizona Attorney General Mark Brnovich tells Fox News why the situation at the U.S. border is so important.
Border security is national security, and that's why I keep telling folks that President Biden, whoever's speaking his earpiece, and his enablers in the U.S. Senate essentially are putting this country in danger. People are going to die as a result of the cartel seizing control of his border.
A judge ordered the Biden administration to reinstate the policy, Brnovich suing the Biden administration over immigration policies at the southern border. A missionary group saying another three of the 17 U.S. and Canadian missionaries that were kidnapped in Haiti have been released. So far, five missionaries have been released after they were kidnapped last month. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater, on these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Lawmakers are continuing to discuss the root cause of inflation.
Federal Reserve Chairman Jay Powell blamed inflation numbers on the continuing supply-side issues, but Texas Republican Representative Pete Sessions told Newsmax that the root problem is congressional Democrats and their spending.
But we're failing to talk about what the real problem is, and that is that the politics and the philosophy behind this administration, Democratic Party, is they want to give favor to the same items that would make favorable conditions for us to have inflation, keeping people at home away from work, not allowing the consumer to be a part of this, and adding $110 billion from the Fed to the economy every month to keep it floated. And these conditions are very favorable to not only inflation, but making sure that it stays.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
After 13 House Republicans voted with Democrats to pass a bipartisan infrastructure deal a month ago, the bill is starting to be implemented around the United States. New York Representative Nicole Maliotakis was one of those Republicans who supported it. She appears on Fox Business and explains why she did.
That bill was paid for, and nearly half of that infrastructure bill goes to roads, bridges, and highways. An aging city like New York City desperately needs this infrastructure investment.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.